Book of Isaiah, chapter 32 and verse 2. Book of Isaiah, chapter 32 and verse 2. A man shall be an hiding place from the wind and a cover from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. A man shall be as a hiding place from the wind. Every person in the world, every man and every woman, needs a hiding place. We may say hiding place for what? I believe there are at least four things to hide from. First of all, hiding place from your conscience. Everyone needs a hiding place from the accusation of our own conscience. Everyone here has sinned against the conscience, against their conscience. There is no torment like the torment of the accusing conscience. We do not have to go to the Word of God very far to find out. We find it in the heathen literature as well. We may say, my conscience is clear. I'm not troubled. I'm okay. That may be, for it is a well-known psychological fact, the conscience sometimes sleeps, but conscience never dies. Conscience may sleep, but that never dies. The day is coming when the sleeping conscience of yours will be awakened. Your conscience will point at you a finger of accusation. There is no hiding place. No hiding place from your conscience. Secondly, a hiding place is needed from the power of sin within ourselves. We need a hiding place from the sin that is within ourselves. Every man and every woman who knows themselves at all, they will very well know that there is a power of evil resistance within ourselves, which are more than they can manage in their own strength. If there is any who thinks that they have a complete control over themselves, or have power to break away from their own strength, very sadly mistaken. Everyone, that there is the power of sin within, which is more than we can master in our own strength. We cannot do it. Thirdly, we need a hiding place from the power of the devil and Satan. From the power of the devil, power of Satan. In our land there are a great many people who are too wise to believe in the existence of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 and 12 reads, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of darkness of the world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes, the devil, who is cunning, who is subtle, masterly, marvelous, more than a match for you and me, in cunning and with power. We need a hiding place from the subtlety and the cunning of evil devices of the devil. And fourthly, we need a hiding place as needed from the wrath to come. There are a great many people who do not believe that there is wrath to come. But I do. Why? Because the Bible says so. God appointed a day in which He will judge the world with righteousness. Psalm 96 verse 13, before the Lord, for He cometh, before the Lord that cometh, He cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with His truth. Word of God will stand. His words are spoken in the Word of God. God who cannot lie. God who cannot pretend. Your conscience, your sin within yourself, and the power of the devil, and the judgment day to come. God has given assurance of this by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. Dear friends, I believe these things are true because the Scripture tells us. Consider this. Here is a man or a woman or a young person or a child. Go through the life never giving God one thought from one year to another. He leaves God out of his business, leaves God out of his social life, leaves God out of his study, makes God's day a day of pleasure, God's book never opened. Thus he lives and dies and goes through the world ignoring the God that made him. Do you think that there will not be a day when that man or that woman or that young man or that young woman have to go up before the righteous God and answer these questions? What did you do in my day? What did you do with my word? What did you do above all with my son whom I sent as a propitiation for you to save you from your sins? And you and I need a hiding place from it, every one of us. For every one of us has sinned and come short of the glory of God. These are the four things from which we need a hiding place. We need a hiding place from our own conscience. We need a hiding place from the power of sin. We need a hiding place from the power and the subtlety of the devil. We need a hiding place from the judgment to come. So is there a hiding place? See the text again. A man shall be as in a hiding place from the wind. A man shall be. Who is this man? Who is this man will be a hiding place for you? There is just one man is a hiding place. God, man, Christ Jesus. He is a hiding place from a guilty conscience. Scripture says, all have sinned young, old, black, white, educated, uneducated, tall, short, anyone. Everyone created in the image of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Christ is a hiding place from sin within. Christ is a hiding place from the power of sin. Once more, Christ is a hiding place from the wrath to come. Now, of course, I cannot prove that from the experience, for it lies in the future, that is the wrath to come. But I can prove it by an argument that is unanswerable, that the answer is this. The Christ that has power to save men from the power of sin now certainly have power to save from the consequences of sin hereafter. Isn't that a good argument? Isn't it a reasonable argument? Let me add to it that any religion that is not saving you from the power of sin totally will not save you from the consequences of sin's penalty or sin from eternity. There is a lot of religion in the world that is absolutely worthless. People tell you that they are Christians, that they are religious, they are saying their prayers, doing all the sorts of right things. Let me ask you one question. Have you got that kind of faith in Christ Jesus that is saving you from the sin, power of sin today? Not long ago, when I went to India, we went to the North India after many years that I went to this place called Varanasi. You might have heard the place of Ganges. They believe that Hindus believe that if you bathe in that river, all your sins will be forgiven. The whole place spiritually is so darkened, worldly darkness, you could more or less touch it if you are a believer. So blindly people follow that. There are older people day and night on the banks of the river. Their desire is to die very close to that place. They bring the bodies to be burned. It is their belief dipping in that river will save them, promote them to heaven. Dear friends, the only person, the only Savior that can save you is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one, everlasting one. God sent His only begotten Son to die for you, each and every one of you, that includes me. On the cross, on the cruel cross, to take my sin upon Him, to deliver me from this shame and sin. Dear friends, Jesus Christ is our refuge, the hiding place from the conscience of His accusation, from the power of sin within us, and from the power of Satan, from the wrath to come, from all that man need is a hiding place from. Isaiah 28 verse 17, Word of God says, judgment also will I lay on to the line, the righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. See these wonderful words here. The hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. There is no hiding place. As we have seen, every man needs a refuge or a hiding place from these four things. From the accusation of own conscience, from the power of sin within, from the power of Satan and the devil, from the wrath to come. Almost everyone has a refuge, a hiding place to put their trust, to comfort. The difficulty with most is not so much that they have not refuge, as they have a false refuge. Other things, there are some refuges they think that are secure, but there are refuge, hiding places, refuges are false refuge. Refuge that will fail them in the hour of crisis. When it put to the test, those hiding places, no hiding place at all. What our scripture and text characterizes as the refuge of lies, they're not true refuge. The Isaiah's time, the men of Israel knew there was a coming day of judgment, and they needed a hiding place from the coming judgment of God. And they made lies of their refuge. And Isaiah, God's messenger, proclaimed, "The hail shall sweep away your false refuge and the refuge of lies." The same message today, dear friends. That men and women that have a refuge, a false one, the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies. Is there any way in which we can tell a true refuge, a hiding place, from the false one? A refuge that will stand in the test of the coming day of our God? From the refuge that the hails will sweep away. There are four tests that will commend themselves to the reason and a common sense to everyone. The first test, a true refuge, is one that meets the highest standard of our conscience. We need to test our conscience. Am I trusting in my own conscience? If that is which we are trusting does not meet the highest demands of God, the demands of your conscience is certainly not the hiding place from the accusation of your conscience, or from the wrath of God. For if your own hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, and who knows all things. There is no hiding place from Him. He is all-seeing God. He is all-knowing God. God cannot be mocked. Don't you ever think it's okay, nobody has seen. But God does, and God knows. The second test, every true hiding place is one trust in which makes you a better person. If you are trusting something which is not making you a better person today, and it's not a hiding place from the power of sin within, it is not a hiding place from the power of Satan, it is not a hiding place from the wrath to come for a refuge, or a hiding place that does not save you from the power of sin here on earth, what good is it? You are depending on something to hide you in the day of trouble. If that doesn't hide you, that doesn't protect you, what good is it? Very certainly will never save you from the consequences of sin thereafter. There is no hope. Third test. A true refuge, a hiding place, is one that will stand the test of the dying hour. If you are trusting in something that simply bringing comfort when you are well and strong, but it will fail you in that great hour, that when we have all got, we have to face when we lie face to face with the death and eternity, is absolutely worthless. So the fourth test. A true refuge is one shall will stand the test of the judgment day. It's a very serious matter. If you are trusting in something that will not stand the test of that great judgment day, when you have to pass up before the judgment bar of God to give an account of the deeds done, we have to give account the day of judgment. On the fifth test, will it stand the test of the Word of God? Here then are these four tests. Is it meeting the highest standard of your conscience? Can you consciously say that you are right with God? Is it making you a better person? Will it stand the test of the dying hour? Will it stand the test on the judgment day? Will it stand the test of the Word of God? Let us apply these four tests to the things which men are trusting. What is this people trusting? Is it meeting the highest standard of your conscience? Their own morality, their own life. How many of you refuse to accept Christ and say so? I will not. I do not need him because they believe they are a good man and do not need the Savior. I'm all right. In my working days, I used to be mostly working on night duty. I have seen many people and sometimes witnessing to them or speaking to them about the Savior. Many times, elderly people tell me, oh, I managed all these years without him, I don't need him anymore. Because they believe they are good men, do not need the Savior. Is trusting your goodness making you a better person? As years go by, do you find that you are growing more kind, more gentle, more self-sacrificing, more thoughtful of others, or more considerate, more tender, more humble, more prayerful? Thirdly, will it stand in the dying hour? Will it stand the test of the judgment day? Will you be able to stand before Almighty God, infinitely holy God, who knows your thought through and through? Will you look up into his face and say, oh God, I stand before you on my merits, on my character and life. Thou knowest my life. Thou knowest me through and through. Thou knowest my secret thought and act. Thou knowest my life is pure. I stand here before infinity holy God. I am proud of my morality. Can you say it? Will it stand the test, the Word of God? Romans chapter 3 and verse 20 says, therefore, by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by law is the knowledge of sin. Nothing will justify it. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 10. For as many are the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. How serious it is, and how important it is that we obey and accept God's word. There is another refuge of lies, and that is the trust in other people's badness. Some trust their own goodness, some trust in other folk, often saying they are just as good as the other person, putting their own goodness doesn't meet the highest demand of your conscience. Romans chapter 14 and verse 12. Or so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Individual. I have represented many people in my working life days as a negotiator for the National Health Service. You can negotiate for on behalf of a group of people, but negotiating or dealing for one person is not an easy thing. Nobody can stand for you. Nobody can stand for me. I have to face the challenges. In my own conscience, in my own sin, I have to face judgment seat on my own, the Savior. Not on account of somebody else's. In the judgment day, you will not forget everybody but yourself. Will it stand on the judgment day? There is more refuge of lies. One more I give is religion. Hiding behind the religion. Religion is a refuge of lies. Religion never saved anybody. I have seen thousands of pilgrims going to the holy place, especially in India. They say, by going to that place, their sins are forgiven. By shaving their hair, by giving alms, by doing these various things. Religion of refuge is a lie that never serves anybody. Trust in religion is one thing. Trust in personal Jesus Christ is another. There are many who trust in religion and they are not saved. Religion doesn't save. Does your religion satisfy the highest demand of your conscience? Does it give you peace? Does it stand the test of a dying hour? There is a great deal of religion in these days in the world that is not. Will it stand in the day of judgment? Jesus Christ says, it will not. It will not. Matthew's Gospel chapter 7 verse 22. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, we have not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name we have cast the devils. In thy name we have done many wonderful things. That is, they have seen, they have been very religious. Jesus says, I will say unto them, I'll never know you. Depart from me. Dear friends, if you have nothing to trust in but the religion, you are lost. It is a refuge of lies. Well, is there a refuge? Is there hope? Yes, there is. The verse in Isaiah 28 verse 16 says, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. The foundation stone is Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only Savior who can save you. You have no other hope Your conscience have no hope. Your sin have no hope. The devil has no hope. The wrath of God to come, no hope. Except Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11 says, "For the foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He is the foundation." Oh, your test. If your trust in Christ Jesus, it will stand the test. It will stand your conscience. It will stand with you, against your sin, convict you. It will meet the highest demand of the conscience. When my conscience accuses me of sin, I can say boldly, "Jesus paid my debt. All the debt I owe." Sin had left crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He who had no sin was made sin for me, that I might be made righteousness of God in Him. As I said this morning, Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. He was made in the likeness of man in order to bring men in the likeness of God. He Himself bore our sin, your sin, my sin, on His own body on the cross. And that sacrifice, that conscience, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ gives the guilty conscience peace. It will stand the test of the dying hour. Dear friends, let us throw away this refuge of lies. The hails will come and sweep them away. They are gone, swept away. I visited, after a year of the tsunami in India, firm foundations, they thought. Buildings built solid. Gone in a few minutes. There is no foundation. And it applies to your spiritual life, in your earthly life. Any foundation that we trust is sure. Without Jesus Christ in your life, there is nothing. The hail will soon come and sweep them away. Isaiah 28:17, "Judgment also will I lay to the line, the righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place." Water, wind, and fire, there is no escape. Isaiah 32:2, man shall be in a hiding place from the wind, and that hiding place, our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. You trust Him. You accept Him as your Savior. You become His child. He will be your Heavenly Father for eternity. The world may hate you. The world may persecute you. The world may reject you. But you accept Christ as your Savior. The greatest gift God has given you. Forgiveness of sins and the joy eternal. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2 is eternal hope. When we shall see Him, we shall be like Him. We shall be like Him. In this world we'll have tribulations, we'll have trials, we have testing, we have all kinds of things happens in the world, but for a child of God, we are tried as a precious gold. We are refined day by day to be met with Him, to be with Him eternity. The hail shall sweep away the refuge of life. Don't rely on the false things. Turn to Christ. Follow Him. Accept Him as your personal Savior. Throw away. Take the only sure and a true refuge, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.